How many people in the room have a domestic well that you've sampled already? Just in the lifetime, or the time that you've been on a rural well. Have you sampled it for anything other? Has anyone sampled it for anything other than coliform nitrates? Okay, good. I became particularly interested in this a few years ago, bless you, as I moved out onto a more rural property and inherited a well in the domestic well in the Denver Formation. Someone asked a question earlier to the deputy state engineer regarding water rights, and we had a rather a snafu in our neighborhood. I live up in northeast Douglas County, and the developer had obtained water rights from all four of the aquifers beneath this property and then subdivided it into 39 lots. And then as he sold each one of these lots for homeowners, then he would deed a one-acre-foot water right to each of us. And I found out much later after I'd signed on the dotted line that water rights deed never made it to my signing. And so one of the hardest things to do was try and track down the former person that formerly had that water right. Let me get on with this. We've all seen by now the extent of the Denver Basin Aquifer System. I'm just going to use my house as an example for this talk. I live up in the extreme northeast corner of Douglas County. And as I've mentioned, as we've all seen, in my neighborhood, let me see. In my neighborhood, we're probably about right here above the Dawson. So there's 39 homeowners in my subdivision. Most everyone's has their well completed in either the upper or the lower Dawson, and with a few of us in the Denver Formation. I was pretty thrilled when Jeff provided me with this map, because it sort of gives you an idea of the extent of water use in Douglas County, and in particular, just the number of wells. Each of these red dots represent wells that the county's plotted on here, and these represent water utilities or private water providers. For example, I'm right up here, so I'm just outside of Parker, and as I get I'm office in downtown Parker, which is served by Parker Water and Sanitation District. This was my admin's idea. Okay. So this is a blown-up portion of that same map. I'm in this subdivision right here. And when you start to zoom in on it, you really get an understanding of how many people have their wells completed in this aquifer system, especially in this part of Douglas County, and who your competition may be in that same aquifer. For example, this is the Ponderosa Hills subdivision right here. And I'd say there's hundreds of wells in that subdivision, and they're all completed in the Dawson Formation. So each one of these is 3-acre lots, and each one of these people are pumping their allotted water right from that well. We're over here. We have sort of a combination of rights and depths of our wells, but as you can see, there's a heck of a lot of wells out in this neck of the woods. So what I started out doing was trying to get a handle on who I'm competing with in my own neighborhood. And so I went to the Division of Water Resources water site or website and took an aerial photograph and looked at I'm right here. So I looked at my neighbors north of me and south of me and pulled their permits, and I was able to pull off all the relevant information I needed to know about where their well was completed, where it was screened, where the water level was in the well at the time it was constructed, as well as a lot more information about each one of these wells. Really a great resource, and I recommend each one of you visit this website if you don't haven't already done it. Pull down each one of those PDF documents that are available for your will and just keep them with your house, the papers for your house. For one thing, if you've got something go wrong with your will, then you've got the relevant information you need in order to contact a contractor if your pump goes out. You know where your pump's set, you know how deep it is, you know the model of the pump, etc. So in this subdivision, I'm completed in the Denver formation. This is about the top of the, in this illustration, this is about the top of the lower Dawson here. So I'm just partway into the Denver formation in this area. This is an excerpt from the Division of Water Rights or State Engineer document for my water right at my house in this section 7 of 6 South 65 West. These are the boundaries of where the state engineer defines the Denver and all the four different aquifer systems beneath my property. This is the well construction and test report for my house, and as you can see, when we built that cross section, we went through each one of these and looked at the way it was logged. How did the driller log this information? And because there were multiple drillers and in multiple locations, this is pretty variable. But we were pretty able to ascertain what was encountered in each one of these wells. But among this, you can also pull out information on the type casing. Do you have a PVC well or is it a steel casing? Is it a perforated casing or is it a slotted screen? Where was the filter pack laid and where was it grouted? So you really start to get an understanding for how your well is constructed. The other thing that you have down here is a test. At the time this well was constructed, they ran a test on this for a certain period of time, and they measured drawdown in the casing as a function of the production rate of the well. And you can put together this understanding of how your well might be able to produce water during the lifetime. Let's see. The other thing that I realized once I pulled this was that this was still in a previous homeowner's name. So at that same Division of Water Resources website, you can also pull down a form, print it out, and note the change in ownership and send it in so that it's now in your name. Because when I originally searched this, this is that URL that you were looking for earlier with regards to where to find these permits. If you use this, it's also one of the handouts that I had made. This is if you use this, then you can go directly to that location and download the information for your well. So this is again, an example of some of the information you can glean from that well construction report regarding how the well was cased, where it was grouted. This shows something that's more like a shallow alluvial well. Your casing would extend much deeper than this. But again, you can get an idea of how the thing was constructed originally. So how does that help me? For one thing, if you were looking at water quality issues in your well, if you begin by understanding how your well was constructed, then maybe you can begin to discern why you're seeing certain effects in the well. So, for example, if it's made of steel, then you may have issues with slime, iron, bacteria, a number of other things. So if you can pull all this information off your log, then you have a better understanding of of your situation when you contact a contractor. In Colorado, I don't know about you, but when I first moved out on this rural property, I was thrilled to pieces to be free of Parker Water and Sanitation District. I mean, I've got water bills on a regular and frequent basis and lots of notices to pay on time. And when I first moved out on this rural property, I had a septic system and a well. But one of the things I also began to realize is that I had to start paying attention to each one of these things, from the quantity, quality, and how to treat it. Because a lot of folks buy a property, have a well, turn on the water in the house, and assume that all is well. And if you're not paying attention to what you're drinking or what you're consuming, then it's your own responsibility as to what happens to you. The best news about this is that there are I can't tell you how many documents, free documents, are out there that you're able to access on the internet that give you an idea and answer and describe all of these conditions in layman's terms so that you have a good understanding, or you can develop an understanding about how your well works, about how what some of the common problems are in your well, and how to remedy them. So there were a number of different things that could impact the water quality in your well. Some of them are naturally occurring, and some of them are self-inflicted. There is a woman in our subdivision who built her house maybe 5 years before us, and her contractor sited her well and her septic system on the same side of the house. And even though there was a difference in elevation between the septic system and the well itself, there was a condition that was causing some of the fluids that leached from her field to drain over to her well. And so in this particular condition, she had problems with high levels of coliform in her well, and her husband, she and her husband were getting sick. Everything that you put down the sink is going to get issued to your leach field, regardless. It could be solvents, could be something, it could be household detergents. Anything that you're putting into that septic system is going to issue out these lines. And in this particular case, she had a problem. Let me go back to that previous slide, because there are other... Some of the other things that could pose a problem are, do you have landscaping near your well? You know, and that one of the problems, someone asked earlier about what do you do if your pump goes wrong, goes bad. I learned this last year when I thought about contacting a contractor to pull my pump, and I realized that the rig that he needed to roll into the property was going to crush all the landscaping to get into it. So good idea to keep that area free and clear, or just keep things like fertilizers away from the your well. Pesticides, insecticides, all of these things can make their way. The wells are grouted and sealed, and there sometimes are problems. If you've got, I do mostly hazardous waste stuff, and we do fuel tanks all the time, those sort of things. When a tank leaks, then that contaminant moves laterally and vertically. This could also pose a problem to your well if you've got something on your property. Let's say you've got fuel tanks out there so that you don't have to go into town so frequently. If you've got a ranch or something, if you've got a landfill on your property, that could pose a problem. And if you've got an old oil well on your property, each one of these things could potentially affect your well. So... What might prompt you to consider testing your well? I just went through an episode with my dear wife about 2 months ago, and it seems that every March we have a flux of really, really nasty, foul-smelling water very turbid water that comes into our well. And it will last for a period of several hours. And I'm not sure where this comes from. I'm not sure whether it's part of the, maybe the well wasn't fully developed originally. But we get this flux and it lasts. So we'll just throw on our faucets. It smells like sulfur. It's got dark and turbid. And it's pretty nasty. Fortunately, if we purge our well enough, then this thing goes away. But so some of the things that could prompt you to consider looking at whether or not you should sample that water that's coming into your well is taste, odor, or appearance. If any of these things change, then all of a sudden, I mean, it's pretty obvious to you that something's not right. So what I would recommend is that keep a pencil and pad, a paper next to, let's say in your well, next to your pressure tank in your basement. Record all your observations. When did it start? What time? How long were you making this water? What color was it? What did it smell like? Because all these things that you begin to record and assemble might give you, it gives you the tools that you need. So when you decide to engage a laboratory to sample your well water, you've got more information that you can convey to them so they can help you try and target which analysis you want to conduct. You know, it's easy to do a whole suite of analysis, but analyses are expensive. And so if you can refine the analysis that you're going to do, then you're going to save money and you might also determine what's going on. So some of the things that you as a homeowner may want to do on an annual basis anyway is just look at some of these constituents. Coliform nitrate and nitrite. This is something that's associated with your septic system. Some of these other things here, the major ions like sulfates and arsenic and stuff, that may be something you want to do initially as a one-time or as a baseline condition. Try and get a handle on what sort of metals may already be in your well water. The one thing that's good about analyzing for these metals is they're relatively inexpensive to analyze for. Some of these things you can measure as the water's pulled from the well.